When David Poole was 21, he was working as a liftie at Copper Mountain and skiing all over Colorado when he had time off.
And having the time of my life, basically.
He was that guy, skiing every chance he had, until one lunch break in January 2006.
I decided I was going to ski an area that I felt was ready to ski by that time of year. When I went into it, I got hung up on some rocks and tumbled down a big cliff. I woke up in the snow. My upper body was cold, and it seemed like my lower body was warm, but really I couldn't feel it at all. I remember a patroller yelling my name, asking if it was me. And then when they got to me, they had to carry me out on the stretcher. And once they got to the main part of the trail, the helicopter actually landed on the mountain. And they loaded me straight into the helicopter. The guy said, "You made it." I woke up and my mom and my dad and my two best friends from Montana were in the hospital in Denver, and I asked them, "What are you guys doing here?" And they said, "Well, we heard you got in an accident." And I said, "Yeah, but it's Monday. Don't you guys have jobs?"
David was paralyzed from the sternum down. After 3 months of physical therapy in Colorado, he went home to Townsend, Montana. That was okay by him. He loves his small hometown, about 35 miles from Helena, right below Canyon Ferry Lake.
It's 5 minutes from the river, it's 5 minutes from the lake, and it's 5 minutes from the mountain. Not very many places you can find that.
Growing up there made David who he is, a man who lives to be outdoors. But after his accident, he had to focus on other things, like learning how to get dressed, go to the bathroom, get around town.
Then I had to figure out how to get hand controls into my vehicle, which was a 1992 Chevy pickup, and I wasn't going to get a van because I was 21 years old, and that's just not my style. I ended up going out to a friend's house who knew a guy that hurt himself in a dirt bike accident 20 years before. And it's kind of out in Crow Creek Valley, out on an old farm. And then he's like, "Well, let's figure out if I have any kind of hand controls here." So we started digging in the shop and finding little pieces. And after we got everything built, we installed it. And I had hand controls that first month after being out of the hospital.
The first time I saw David was years later in an entirely different kind of vehicle. I passed him on a trail at Mount Ellis, just south of Bozeman, and it was unforgettable. He had this sort of cross between a mountain bike and a wheelchair, and he was working so hard, using only his arms to propel himself up a steep climb. He just seemed incredibly strong and incredibly determined. I couldn't get him out of my head, so I asked around until I found someone who knew him. A photographer friend who had taken this picture. A few weeks later, I met David on the same trail where I had first seen him. He rode and I hiked, and he told me some stories, like the time he took a ride up to Emerald Lake.
So at Emerald Lake, it took me 5.5 hours to get up, and it was 1.5 hours down. I went solo, and I fell out of my bike downhill good portion, maybe 5 or 6 times. Had to get out of my bike, throw my bike back up on the trail, crawl up into it, strap myself back in, and keep going. So, and some of those, you know, took me maybe 1/2 hour, 20 minutes to get into my bike.
When he was a teenager, David's friends and family started calling him Madman Poole. His attitude after the accident proves it was a good nickname for him. He resumed his summer job running the family lawn care business. He got that truck working. He figured out day-to-day life. But David knew the biggest hurdle he'd face was figuring out how to get back outside.
The thing that bummed me the most was I wasn't going to be able to hike in the mountains and hunt like I used to. I was stuck. I was trapped. My friends were able to go into the mountains and talk about how great a time they had. And they offered to throw me on a game cart and haul me back there or some sort of technique.
You can imagine that wasn't super appealing to him. So he did the research and found a new piece of gear called an off-road hand cycle. It looks like something out of a Mad Max movie. Super low to the ground and wide in front, skinny in back. The rider leans forward with his chest over the pedals. It's not easy to propel yourself up a mountain with only your upper body. When we went up Mount Ellis, I was 7 months pregnant and able to keep up walking behind him. Off-road hand cycles aren't easy to find, but he was determined.
I knew that's what I needed to do to get into the mountains again. So I tried and tried. It's a very expensive piece of equipment. Luckily enough, at the right time, a guy here in Bozeman sent out an email right as soon as I was in desperate need of this hand cycle, right before summer started. And I responded right away. And it changed my life. I basically rode it every day, all over the place, going new places every day, pushing my limits every day, seeing where it can go.
David still hadn't been in the backcountry. A few months after he got the bike, he had the opportunity to try. His friends invited him on their annual trip to Hidden Lake in the Big Belt Mountains outside Townsend. This is what it was all about, getting into remote backcountry with his friends. But he knew the trail would be more challenging than anything he had ridden so far.
It starts off with 13 switchbacks dropping down a steep slope, and then an additional probably 2 or 3 miles of up and down with basketball-sized boulders and stumps to go over the entire way.
The first 8 switchbacks were so narrow and on such a steep incline, David's friends roped him up to keep him from rolling downhill. But he got the rest of the trail on his own. After 4.5 hard hours, he made it to the lake.
I was probably the only hand cyclist, or let alone wheelchair user, to go that far into the wilderness and camp beside a beautiful mountain lake with my friends. It was awesome. It was unexplainable. There's no words that could really tell you what that was like. It was freedom. It was everything. It's only a mountain. It's only a mountain.
For Last Best Stories, this is Danielle Thompson in Bozeman, Montana. Teacher.